Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take part in Janjatiya Gaurav Divas celebrations in Narmada district of Gujarat, marking 150th birth anniversary of legendary tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda, to launch various development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees. Prime Minister to also review progress of Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project in Surat. Ruling National Democratic Alliance sweeps Bihar Assembly elections with massive mandate, winning 202 seats in 243 member house. Mahagathbandhan reduced to 35. Enumeration forms distributed to over 91% of voters in phase 2 of special intensive revision of electoral roll. In cricket, India to resume first innings at the overnight score of 37-1 against South Africa on day 2 of the opening test in Kolkata today. And in shooting, Isha Singh clinches bronze medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the World Championship in Cairo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will participate in a program at Dediapara in Narmada district on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Mr. Modi will participate in the Griha Pravesh of 1 lakh houses built under Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Adivasi Maha Nyay Abhiyan and Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan. The Prime Minister will also offer prayers at Dev Mogra Temple in Narmada district. Mr. Modi will also visit the under-construction bullet train station in Surat this morning to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor, which is one of India's most ambitious infrastructure projects, symbolizing the nation's leap into the era of high-speed connectivity. Centres marked 15 November as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, recognising the importance of keeping tribal history alive. Over the years, this observance has expanded into Janjatiya Gaurav Week, celebrated across ministries and states with cultural programmes, exhibitions and educational activities that bring the legacy of tribal heroes to life. We have more from a correspondent.
Over the past decade, the vision of tribal development has expanded into a nationwide mission. Today, 42 ministries actively contribute to tribal welfare through the Development Action Plan for Scheduled Tribes. The government has continuously emphasized the development of museums and memorials dedicated to tribal freedom fighters. 11 museums have been approved across 10 states, with 3 already inaugurated, including the Bhagwan Birsa Munda Memorial Park cum Museum in Ranchi. Public spaces like Rani Kamalapati Railway Station, Tantia Bhil University and statues of Alluri Sitarama Raju and Birsa Munda reflect the ongoing effort to embed tribal legacy across the country. The publication of books, comics and digital material narrating the story of tribal heroes has transformed the way the country remembers its tribal freedom fighters, ensuring their stories reach every generation. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to iconic tribal freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda on his 150th birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that on this sacred occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, the entire nation reverently remembers the unparalleled contribution of Birsa Munda in protecting the pride of the motherland. Home Minister Amit Shah described Birsa Munda as a symbol of tribal identity, Indian pride and a great freedom fighter. Jharkhand is today celebrating the 150th birth anniversary of its revered tribal freedom fighter, Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The state is also celebrating Silver Jubilee of its foundation day. The state was officially carved out of the southern part of Bihar, becoming India's 28th state on this day in 2000. We have more from a correspondent.
Pura The 150th birth anniversary of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda and the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Jharkhand State Formation are being celebrated with enthusiasm, pride and cultural diversity across the state. A series of events will take place today in Ulihatu, the birthplace of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The grand ceremony will be attended by Chief Minister Hemant Soren, Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar and Union Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Urao. The ceremony will begin with the laying of wreaths at the statue of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Descendants of Bhagwan Birsa Munda will be honored during this event. The main program of Jharkhand Foundation Day celebration will be held at Morabadi Ground in Ranchi. Chief Minister Hemant Soren will today inaugurate and lay foundation stone of 166 schemes worth rupees 6,000 crore. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's extended greetings to people of Jharkhand on the state's Foundation Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the land of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, enriched with tribal culture, is a history filled with tales of courage, struggle and self-respect. He wished for the continued progress and prosperity of the state and all its people. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly elections, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. The results for all the constituencies were declared by the Election Commission last night. A party or an alliance needs 122 seats to form the government in the state. The BJP emerged as the largest party, winning 89 seats. Its ally, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar-led Janata Dal United, won 85 seats, while Union Minister Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas bagged 19 seats. Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular, headed by former Chief Minister Jitan Ram Majhi, won 5 seats, while Upendra Kushwaha, led Rashtriya Lok Morcha, bagged 4 seats. The RJD-led Mahagathbandhan managed to win only 35 seats. Hyderabad MP Asaduddin Owaisi, led AIMIM, won 5 seats, while Bahujan Samaj Party, BSP, got 1 seat. In Bihar, an informal meeting of the coalition partners of National Democratic Alliance, NDA, including JDU and the BJP, is expected to take place today in Patna to discuss the formation of the new government. Our correspondent reports early indications suggest that Nitish Kumar is likely to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Bihar for a record 10th term.
In the Bihar Assembly elections, 28 out of 29 ministers of Nitish Kumar-led government secured victory. However, Cabinet Minister Sumit Kumar Singh lost from Chakai Assembly constituency in Jamui district. All 17 ministers from the BJP quota emerged victorious. This time, the largest victory margin was recorded in Purnia, where Janata Dal United's Kaladhar Mandal defeated his nearest rival Bima Bharati by a margin of more than 73,500 votes in the Rupauli Assembly constituency. In Bhojpur district's Sandesh Assembly seat, the victory margin was narrowest with the only 27 votes. In this neck-to-neck contest, Janata Dal United's Radha Charan Sah defeated the RJD candidate. In the Assembly elections, the Mahagathbandhan's constituent parties suffered heavy losses. The Rashtriya Janata Dal, which had won 75 seats in 2020, lost 50 seats this time. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the victory in the Bihar Assembly elections is a mandate for the politics of development and a rejection of the politics of nepotism. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said that this is a victory for the women of Bihar who had to face the wrath of the RJD's Jungle Raj.
Bihar mein kuch dalon ne tushtikaran wala my formula banaya tha. Par is jeet ne ek naya my formula diya hai. Aur ye hai mahila aur youth. Aur isme उनकी इच्छा, उनकी आकांक्षा और उनके सपनों ने जंगल राज वालों के पुराने सांप्रदायिक माय फॉर्मूले को पूरी तरह ध्वस्त कर दिया है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has said that they are grateful to those voters in Bihar who supported the Mahagathbandhan. In a social media post, Mr. Kharge said they will study the election results and will present a detailed perspective after understanding the reasons for the outcomes. The Election Commission has informed that over 46 crore enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Phase 2 of Special Intensive Division SIR Drive of Electoral Roll on the 4th of this month. It is 91% of the total 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. Maximum of over 13 crore 74 lakh forms have been handed over in Uttar Pradesh. Over 7.4 crore forms have been given in West Bengal. In Jammu and Kashmir, multiple casualties are feared in an accidental explosion at the Nogam police station in the outskirts of Srinagar city late last night. Official sources said that the blast occurred during extraction of samples from a massive cache of explosives recently seized in connection with the white-collar terror module case. The accidental explosion occurred while police personnel and forensic experts were handling the explosive material that had been brought from Haryana's Faridabad following extensive multi-agency probe into the recent Red Fort Delhi blast case. Further details are awaited. In men's cricket, host India will resume the first innings at the overnight score of 37-1 against South Africa on day 2 of the first test match at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 9:30 a.m. KL Rahul on 13 and Washington Sundar on 6 were at the crease when stumps were drawn last evening. Earlier in the day, opting to bat after winning the toss, South Africa were bundled out for 159 runs in the first innings. Indian bowlers dominated the innings, with Jasprit Bumrah taking 5 wickets, while Mohammad Siraj and Kuldeep Yadav picked up 2 wickets each. In shooting, former Asian champion Isha Singh clinched a bronze medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Championship Rifle and Pistol in Cairo, Egypt yesterday. This is her first individual senior world championship medal. Isha finished with a score of 30 in the final behind South Korea's reigning Olympic champion Yang Yin, who claimed gold with 40, and China's Yao Xianun, who won silver with 38. This marks Isha's third individual ISSF medal of the year, following gold and silver at World Cup stages earlier. However, two-time Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar drew a blank in the event. Overall, India are in third position at the medals table with 3 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze medals, behind China with 10 golds and South Korea with 6 golds. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has stormed into the semifinals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan Tournament, Paris Olympics 2024. Semifinalist Lakshya secured a win over former world champion Loh Kin Yew of Singapore 21-13, 21-17 in the quarterfinals yesterday. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. The results of the Bihar Assembly elections make for front-page news in all the dailies. NDA scripts grand blockbuster, leads Hindustan Times. NDA scores double century in blow to Mahagathbandhan, says the Business Standard. The Pioneer quotes Prime Minister Modi as saying, victory against lies and jungle raj. AAP wins key Tarantaran by poll amid SAD fightback. Congress BJP lose deposit, reports the Tribune on the Tarantaran assembly by polls in Punjab. India-Canada cement ties on trade, critical minerals investment, reports the Hindu. Mails apps used to plan Delhi blast, informs the Asian Age. Air India to unveil flagship premium lounge at IGI Airport, says the Hindu business line. And finally, acts rules notified, digital privacy law kicks in finally, states the Economic Times. Digital privacy law a reality after 14 years, says Business Standard. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take part in Janjatiya Gaurav Divas celebrations in Narmada district of Gujarat, marking 150th birth anniversary of legendary tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda, to launch various development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees. Prime Minister to also review progress of Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project in Surat. Ruling National Democratic Alliance sweeps Bihar Assembly elections with massive mandate, winning 202 seats in 243-member house. Mahagathbandhan reduced to 35. Enumeration forms distributed to over 91% of voters in Phase 2 of Special Intensive Division of Electoral Roll. In cricket, India to resume first innings at the overnight score of 37-1 against South Africa on day 2 of the opening test in Kolkata today. And in shooting, Isha Singh clinches bronze medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at World Championship in Cairo. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.